Unit 5. Cultural Identity.
Page 59.
Getting started. Activity 1. Listen and read. Hello everybody. Hope you're all working on your essay on cultural identity. Do you have any questions?
Yes. I'm not quite sure about how people express their cultural identity.
That's an interesting question. Can anyone give some examples?
I think people can do that through the language they speak, the food they eat, and certain styles of clothing. For example, some people still wear their traditional costumes so they can preserve their national identity.
That's right. It can also be expressed by beliefs and cultural practices.
Do you mean people's religious beliefs, music activities and festivals?
Correct. Any other questions?
I wonder why people need to protect their cultural identity.
You live here, in your motherland, so you can't see why this is important. But for me, a Japanese living in Vietnam, it's essential to understand my family history and traditions.
Interesting. Are your parents both Japanese, Yumi?
Yes, but they've been living here for 20 years, and they're afraid that my sister and I are becoming less and less familiar with our traditions.
So how do you maintain your culture?
Well, we wear kimonos on special occasions and celebrate Japanese festivals, such as the Cherry Blossom Festival. We also eat sushi, sashimi, and udon noodles. At home, we speak Japanese only.
Do you often go back home?
I've been to Kyoto 4 or 5 times to visit my grandparents. But to tell you the truth, I don't know whether Vietnam or Japan is really my home. My parents are from Japan, but I was born and grew up here.
I'd be interested to read about your experiences in Vietnam in your essay, Yumi. Okay, just to remind you that the essays are due next Wednesday and late submissions won't be accepted.